Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with Brandon Johnston. Remember him. He was the head coach for 10 years at Anawan Weathersfield, being named now the head football coach at Sherrard. And I know when we look at Coach Johnston's resume, what a 10-year span at Anawan Weathersfield, 85-27, 10 playoff appearances. So the question begs, the first question out of the gate, how do we, and I'm speaking collectively, as in we Sherrard, get to 85-27 over a 10-year period? Coach, I know the people over there want that. What's it going to take?
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on. You know, I think first and foremost, you know, I think that, you know, we're jumping ahead a little bit too much to, you know, make those comparisons and stuff like that. They're two different schools, different football programs and communities and stuff like that. But hey, you know, by all means, I have very lofty expectations myself as well. So, you know, I don't necessarily want to get into a situation where we're comparing the two. Like I said, they're two different jobs and all the things that you know, that those things entail. But, you know, for sure, the expectations for me and this program are going to be sky high right out of the gate. You know, what it's going to take to get there. You know, my early impression is, you know, got to build some momentum, in that program. Got to get people excited and not just the football players, but, you know, hopefully we can get a great fan base excited. I know that they've, you know, that school, that community, that fan base has always been very supportive of their programs from, you know, from my outside perspective, I guess, looking in. So, you know, hopefully we can tap into that and, you know, build it even stronger. And just get people excited about Sherrard football once again.
And gosh darned, the facilities over there are tremendous. Clifford Kingfield's always been great. And then, you know, the added bonus of the new weight room that I think is now the second year that it's been available, and it includes the expanded wrestling room as well. I'm assuming that you've got to see all of that up close and personal through the interview process.
Yeah, I did. Got a chance to tour the facilities, which are, as you said, I mean, they're beautiful. They're incredible. You know, for a school that size to have the size and the quality of the facilities that they have is, they're top notch. There's no question about it. So, you know, that tells me from, you know, from an athletic perspective that they're certainly invested in their athletic programs, which is obviously very, very exciting to see and hear those kinds of things. And, you know, like you said, they've got a lot of great things going over there from a facility standpoint. So, you know, that's obviously one of several positives that I saw throughout this process.
And then just, you know, still trying to figure out what is going on with the pandemic or post-pandemic or IHSA interscholastic sports, or, you know, how we transition from, you know, the modified schedule this year back to the regular schedule. Because I always say this year, next year. Well, I should say, you know, this year or whatever, you know, this past season to this next season. But that's going to be a weird transition. But, you know, to Sherrard's credit this spring, they were a scrappy bunch. And it was nice to see them, you know, get a little traction, you know, finish 3-1 with the modified schedule they play. So you do have that. You know, maybe you can pick up some of that momentum. Have you had a chance to watch some tape from this season or anything like that yet?
Very, very little. I've just kind of been diving into that a little bit here about the last 24 hours. So, you know, my early impressions, that, you know, I like the word you used, the scrap. I thought that that it was a very tough bunch and a scrappy bunch. And, you know, my early impression is that it's a lot of kids that are really, you know, really willing to work hard and to battle and compete all the time. And again, you know, that's another exciting part of this for me is, you know, there's no secret. It takes talented kids. But obviously it helps to have kids that really want to work hard and want to be there. And, you know, hopefully want to be a part of a big change coming here. You know, where we can, like you said, you know, build on some of that momentum from this spring season. It's going to be a quick turnaround. You know, learning some new terminology, I'm sure, is going to be part of it. You know, them getting to know me getting to know them. You know, all those things. It's going to be a quick turnaround. You know, but there's turnaround that you know, every football team in the state of Illinois is facing this year. You know, new program coming in for Sherrard, so they've got some you know, some added things there, but, you know, there's a lot of schools kind of in that same boat too. So, you know, hopefully we'll, you know, try to keep things as simple as we can for the kids, you know, get things rolling as soon as we possibly can. And, you know, see what kind of buy-in we can get. And like I said, you know, from watching them on film a little bit, I think it's a, you know, it's a great team. It's a great group of kids that, you know, really seems to battle quite a bit. So, you know, that's exciting. That's a great spot to start.
Yeah. Now, when I ask the next question, now it matters to me because from an interest standpoint, you know, the track has been divided, back to the east-west. Now, and this is just me speaking, you know, in past years, it was the Rock, Mississippi. Basically, they tried to divide small school, big school with the track. Now, Sherrard was always on the big end of that, so they got stuck on the other side where they didn't get a play, basically the traditional contiguous rivals of Orion and Sherrard. I think it was a four-year period they didn't play Orion, or four-year period they didn't play Rock Ridge, and it was going to be a two-year period maybe that they weren't going to play Orion. Well, the modified schedule changed all that this year, so they got to play those traditional rivals, and now with the East-West, they're going to be back on a side with Rock Ridge and Orion, and then also you throw Monmouth Roseville, you know, former, you know, they have history, is what I'm saying. They have a long history. Does that matter to you, or do you think that will help building some interest? Because I think community understands that, hey, I understand when Sherrard plays Rock Ridge. I don't understand when Sherrard plays Peru St. Bede. I don't understand when Sherrard plays Spring Valley Hall. If you see what I mean, I think those kind of things kind of maybe help build interest. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit it right on. You know, some of those traditional rivalries that you know, some of these schools have had for decades, you know, and change is always hard. You know, so when they're changing their schedule and playing some new teams, you know, certainly there's that, you know, there's that extra level of excitement anytime you're playing a rivalry game, you know, and, you know, my heart's kind of set on small school football, and that's, you know, where I played quite a bit of small school football at Cambridge, and you know, coached at Dan and Juan Weathersfield for 10 years, and you know, I love that aspect of it. I love the small town, small football feel, you know, the rivalries that entire communities get around and support their team all the time, but especially in those rivalry games that, you know, some of their parents and some of their grandparents probably played in some of those big rivalry games. So it's important. You know, I think it's awesome to get back to those rivalries. I am really looking forward to it, and, you know, excited for the kids and the community, and that, you know, that opportunity that they have to get back to some of those games.
Yeah. So, you know, you look at your career, your path, I'm assuming maybe some of that small school blood brought you back because I, you know, you have a good job, defensive coordinator at Moline in the Western Big Six at a program like that. I know, I think you went out to Arizona and worked at a big school, but is it something that you just miss too much that I want to be a head coach in small school football again?
Yeah, that, you know, that's ultimately the decision that, you know, that I made, and fortunate to have the support from a great wife that has that same vision for our family. You know, we got two little boys. One of them's turning five here in about another month, and the little guy that's two. So, you know, we both grew up in Cambridge, graduated there, went to school there our entire lives, and, you know, kind of lived in this area for, you know, 90%+ of our life probably. Had always talked about going out to Arizona. It had an opportunity I thought we had to go after. I'm extremely thankful and grateful for that opportunity. I'm so glad that we did it because we had talked about it for so long. And, you know, I didn't want to be in a situation where you always wondered what if, you know, so, it was a tremendous job, tremendous opportunity for me to be around, from the football perspective, you know, be around a top 25 team in the nation. And, you know, that was just incredible to see, you know, how they operate, the things that they do. You know, certainly learned a lot of things that I, you know, I think and hope we can get established at Sherrard as well. So, but like you said, you know, we grew up here and grew up in the Quad City area. Still got, parents in the area, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, all sorts of stuff like that. So, I knew coming back that I still kind of had that itch to be a head coach. I'm really happy here at Moline. So I wasn't necessarily looking. I just absolutely love the people here, love everybody I work with. Outstanding kids. I think they've got a bright future here, especially in the next couple of years. But I also didn't want to pass up something that I thought was really good long term for me and my career, but also for my family and our little boys and their educational career. And, you know, the more we got thinking about Sherrard and, you know, comparing what Sherrard offers to kind of our wish list, I mean, it pretty much checked every single box. So, you know, it was difficult from the standpoint of I truly love where I'm at and feel like I'm in a great situation, but, you know, ultimately, it's a long-term decision. I hope it's going to be a long-term decision for me and my wife and our kids. And, you know, excited to get going and, you know, hopefully see what we can do with that program. You know, obviously, everybody wants to win football games at the varsity level, and that's going to be number one priority for us, is to try to establish a winning culture and a winning attitude over there.
Yeah, and I know we're really in the process as we talk to you, and you talk about assembling the staff. I know you got to do all that. And I think the other thing that I'll say, and this is just an editorial comment for me, you know, the position, the pieces that have been in place at Sherrard now, we talked about facility. I think that, you know, that's the one big thing. You talk about facility, and you got the weight room, the new weight room. That is such a benefit. But then, you know, I like the pieces of the puzzle that they have assembled with coaching over there, you know, and they've hired Nick Pizzala as baseball coach, and you see the impact he's having there. You know, Brian Hutton's been a mainstay in boys basketball. I know next year is going to be his last year. He's retiring, but, you know, he's been there long enough. Their wrestling program, Jeff Garrett's had great success. Brett Williams is the boys golf coach. They've had a nice run. Joe Lopez is now the cross country coach, and he has a long storied career in the Quad Cities and came over after Coach Buchanan left to go to Assumption. And then Coach Lopez is also helping out, as the head boys track coach as well. So, you know, it's not only about assembling the staff for football, but I'm assuming that you're going to have to, you know, look to those relationships as well with those other coaches within the district, because I think there's some good pieces of the puzzle there.
Yeah, I agree completely. You know, I think number one, it's important for me to build relationships with those other coaches and those other programs, because we're obviously going to be sharing athletes, and that's my hope. You know, I hope that you know, I get a whole bunch of football kids interested, and I hope every single one of those kids are multi-sport athletes. I truly believe in competition at this age level. You know, there's been a lot of talk, I know, in the last, you know, 10 or 20 years, maybe especially of, you know, specialization in youth sports and stuff like that. And I'm just so adamantly against that. I just think that competition across the board is as much competition as they can get. You know, and then obviously the, you know, hopefully the life lessons that are taught in each of those sports and you know, the camaraderie, the being around your teammates all the time, that, you know, the leadership and communication skills and battling through adversity, you know, those are all things that I think you can learn from sports in general. So, I think it's obviously important for me to build great relationships with those other coaches of the other programs, but, you know, hey, I think I'm also a fool if I don't think I can learn from them. I think, you know, that there is, like you said, there's been quite a bit of success in a lot of their programs. So, you know, I think there's certainly things that I can learn from some of those other coaches and you know, I can't wait to become a part of that staff and sit down with some of those guys and you know, see what they think works, you know, because what works at, you know, maybe Anawan Weathersfield might not work quite as well at Sherrard or something like that, because every situation is different. So, you know, certainly some things that I believe in and you know, want to get established and stuff like that. But, yeah, obviously I know I can learn a lot from some of those other successful coaches and you know, the programs that they've had. And it comes down to motivating kids and you know, building some excitement around programs. And they've got guys that have done that. So I'm looking forward to learning from them as well.
All right. So I was looking at the calendar. So it's so weird. August 9th is the first day, I think, of IHSA high school football practice. So it's so weird what you think about, man, that's just not that long away. And then August 27th is the first Friday night of high school football. And then I know the IHSA reduced the contact days from 25 to 20 this summer because of the modified schedule here this school year. Have you thought about how you're going to utilize contact days this summer at all, or is it still too early in the process to talk about that yet?
Yeah, kind of got a tentative plan in place, one of the immediate things, of course, is get things squared away for the summer. But I certainly want to make sure that, that I'm not putting our kids in a situation, where some of our multi-sport athletes are going to have to pick from one sport to the next. So, I'm hoping to continue to stay in touch, with Mr. Applegate over there, the athletic director, and then obviously some of their head coaches of the other programs as well. At this point in the game, I'm sure a lot of those other coaches have their summer schedules pretty well set and probably even distributed. So, for me, year one this summer, I'll just take what I can get. And, like I said, I don't want to put our kids in a situation where, I'm coming in and trying to pull them to the football program when they've got other obligations that I know are important to them as well. So it's important for me to make sure that those kids have the option to do it all if they want to. And certainly that's going to be a very busy summer if you're a two or three sport athlete and maybe working a summer job or something like that. But it's important to me to make sure that those kids have all of those things, in their life. If they're big baseball players or basketball players or whatever it is, it's important to me that they continue with those things. Hopefully I can get them on the football field a little bit too. But for right now, I think kind of have a general idea of what my summer calendar might look like, but, nothing's really finalized yet. I want to make sure that, I'm not coming in trying to step on anybody's toes and take kids from anybody or anything like that. So hopefully that'll be a good working relationship that we'll be able to develop pretty quickly and get a calendar set for our summer activities.
Yeah, I was doing quick math. I think it's 87 days as I talked to you today until the first official day of high school football practice. You probably already know that. My math's probably wrong, but it's somewhere around 87 days.
I was kind of wishing you were going to say 187.
Yeah, but it ain't. So I guess just how excited are you to coach this spring as a defensive coordinator at Moline, but being back as head coach, I guess just as we wrap up, how excited are you?
It's awesome. Like I said, there's so many things as my wife and I were sitting down talking about this job. There's just so many things that check boxes for us. We're both from Cambridge. We're familiar with the area. We both competed at Sherrard High School multiple times and as high school athletes ourselves. I've been there recently to watch some activities and stuff like that over the last few years. So it's always been a place that we've been familiar with. My wife works in Moline, so the location for her and her job is awesome as well. Like I said, I knew I kind of had this itch to take over a program at some point again. Didn't know when that was going to be or in all honesty, if that situation were ever to arise again. So, just so thankful to be in this opportunity. Thankful to Sherrard for trusting in me and the vision that I have for that program and just ready to get excited, ready to get started and hopefully build some excitement around our program again.
All right. Well, a great 10-year reputation in the Lincoln Trail Conference at Anawan Weathersfield, again at 85 and 27 mark in 10 playoff appearances. And we'll look forward to working with Coach Johnston in the fall again, August 9th, the first day of high school football practice. And that's per the IHSA calendar. August 27th is the first night of high school football in the new school year. Coach, congratulations again. Look forward to working with you in the fall.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the coverage that you give to our high school athletes all the time. So look forward to working with you guys as well.
All right. It's the Sherrard Tigers and their new head football coach, Brandon Johnston, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.